Hi, David.
Yep.
Hi, David. This is Nadine Medina with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Awesome. Awesome. Glad to hear that. I was hoping to speak with you. I know that we're currently assisting you with your marketing, you know, as far as like with the local SEO, I believe looking also at the website, the Facebook ads. But there was two programs that you might qualify for, and I wanted to kind of share them with you just to get your feedback on it.
Well,
have you ever heard
qualify.
Of
I know I don't qualify for one of them because I'm not certified.
Which one, hon? For the Google Verified? Is that the
yeah.
one you're... Oh, okay. For the landscaping, you do more the hardscape, right?
Yeah, for landscaping, I cover for it, but hardscaping, I don't cover for it because I don't have my ROC in it.
Let me see. I'll tell you right now.
I remember there's certain things because you guys asked me about that 2 months ago.
Okay, let me take a look because I know sometimes it depends like on the industry, like for the landscaping, that's what they consider the hardscape. They want you to have the KB1, the KB2, or the C21.
Yep. Don't have
okay.
any of them yet.
So you don't have any of those. Okay.
Nope.
All right. So that one makes sense. Yeah, because you do more of hardscape. You're not so much the like, I would say the lawn care. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean,
although
I would
you
like-
do...
I would like the marketing to focus more on that, more I've been working. Because I do appreciate the hardscaping jobs. I get at least one a month.
Uh-huh.
And that's pretty much all I would need for that 1 month of those bigger jobs. But I
right.
also would like just to have more maintenance jobs where it's more recurring.
Okay.
Like yard cleaning
so like-
jobs, blowing, and everything else.
Okay, so like for example, I'm gonna read these off to you, and you tell me what would you like? What would you do more? Lawn mowing, maintenance, right? What about irrigation systems or repairs?
Irrigation,
or maintenance?
I count as part of that, as part of maintenance.
Okay, so you
do
irrigation.
I do include that as part of their like monthly or bi-monthly
Perfect.
Service.
Okay,
checking up
but
on
if
their
someone.
Water.
Now, let's say someone called you, right, to install an irrigation system or to do a repair. Would you be open
yep.
to that? Okay.
Are you ready to do that? Yep.
Awesome. Mulching?
But it's also something I'm not sure, because for irrigation, you do need, I'm not sure if it's on for the Google Plus.
Well, that's what I'm asking you, the Google Verified. So let me tell you, for the Google Verified, formerly known as Google Guaranteed, what they require from you for lawn care, and that's why I'm reading off these subcategories to you.
Gotcha.
Because they don't require a license, but they do want you to at least have a $500,000 minimum general liability insurance.
Yeah, I have $2.5 million.
Perfect. Okay, so let me read off these subcategories to you that are under the lawn care for the Google Verified. Okay? Lawn mowing maintenance. Irrigation system repair and maintenance, lawn pest control, mulching, seeding, sod installation, weed control, yard cleanup.
Yeah, I mean, some of those are more of the western, or not western, the more like snowy climate areas, but for the most part, yeah.
So which ones would you, would not apply to you? So 80% of them apply
mulching.
To you?
Mulching
doesn't apply?
More of a, yeah, mulching
okay.
and sod are more of a specialty trade for, like,
yeah.
places with more humidity in the air.
Yeah. Okay. So let me tell you, for the lawn care, you would actually qualify for it.
Gotcha.
You would pass the background check. They go back 7 years, okay? And then they want you to have
what do they look for the background check, though?
What they're looking for is felonies. They're not looking at your
I
credit.
Have one.
Okay, how long ago was it? Because they go back 7 years.
I don't know. That's a great question.
You're not on probation or parole, right?
No.
Okay.
I was only on probation, never on parole.
Okay.
Never did any time either. It's just
Okay.
Yep.
But you can't remember if it was 7 years, right?
I want to say it has been 7 or 8.
Okay.
It's either been 6 or 7, but I think it's more of 7 or 8.
David, I don't want to be nosy, right? But can I ask you what it was for? Like, did you cause bodily harm to somebody, or? Because basically that's what they're looking for. You know what I mean?
But that's, it might have, but it won't. I mean, I'm able to buy firearms still.
Okay, if you're able to buy firearms, I don't see you having a problem. And here's the worst case scenario is what they would say is this, right? Give the explanation. You can explain in there, I didn't serve any time for it. They put me on probation. You know what I mean? That would be the worst thing that they would ask you to do, you know? Because basically, like, if you were to have told me I had a felony from 3 years ago, and I, no judgment on my end, okay? My husband has felonies. So,
yeah.
And, you know, he just did something stupid, and, okay, so it's going to take a minute for it to come off. But
yeah.
In your case, you didn't serve any time, and you could stipulate that in there, because they might just ask you, give an explanation. I didn't serve any time. I'm not on probation, you know, what have you, and that's it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All my records are still active.
Yeah, and that's what you could say, you know. Trust me, I've had some people that have been, you know, a little bit like, oh, I don't know. And literally one guy, all he had to do was give an explanation. So that's pretty much what they're looking for. You know what I mean? I don't see you having a problem. Let's just say if worst case scenario, right, they denied you, then I could ask at the application fee if we could go ahead and, like, kind of, you know, see what we can do to help you, right?
Gotcha.
But for the most part,
I just don't want it to backfire on the company, though.
No, why would it backfire on
public, you? I just don't know
on
if it's
you?
The public knowledge that they're going to.
No. In fact, I'll even clarify with my manager. Yeah, because I've never, ever, like, I had one guy that that did it, and it came up, and he just gave an explanation, and that was it. You know what I mean? And there was even one guy one time, he had something from when he was a juvenile. It was basically wrong place, wrong time. He was guilty by association, but it still comes up for him in Florida because it's on his record. And he just gave an explanation like, listen, I'm like in my 50s. Like, that was something that happened when I was in high school, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was, and there wasn't
was definitely
an issue.
In my 20s. I think I was 22 and I'm 32 now, but I could be.
If you were able to purchase a firearm, and I know this for a fact because my husband can't. Then,
I mean, right after my court, when they were sentencing my probation, the judge just said, I'm not taking away any of your rights. So.
Yeah. What they really look for is like something super violent, a felony like that. They're looking for, like, if there's, like, armed robbery, stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
That's what they're looking for. Okay. So, with Google Verified, it's the $250 application fee, right? We send you that application, David. You fill it out, upload your insurance document, which is the Certificate of Liability Insurance. And I apologize if I'm sounding kind of, like, funny because I had a tooth pulled yesterday. So, I feel like I'm drooling right now. Sorry. But the application, it takes about 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved. I've seen some get approved in 3 weeks, but really it depends on how quickly you respond to the background check and how quickly you submit that application. But once you are approved, we call you to notify you because within 3 days, David, they want to activate your leads unless if you told us otherwise, like call me next week or activate them next month, right?
Gotcha.
Now, for the lawn care, okay?
Is this something I could do for the taxes this year as a write-off?
Yeah, because you would get a receipt. Mm-hmm.
Got to, because I'm not taking any other clients after this week just because I have to finalize everything.
Oh, yeah, because even if you did the application fee, you're going to get that as a write-off, right, the $250?
Yeah.
And then your leads, they probably wouldn't even be activated. Well, you probably wouldn't get approved until like about maybe January, beginning of February. You know what I mean? So we're not going to charge you for the leads until you get approved, right? And then you agree to when to activate them. But to activate those leads, David, we always start you off with a minimum monthly budget of $507. Now, that'll give you up to 13 leads in the month. So your leads are $39. So when that call comes in, it deducts it from the budget. But here's the kicker. So we're not going to put you for sod installation, right, or mulching. But let's say someone called you to install some sod. That's completely outside of your services. Google has to credit the lead back to you because it's unqualified.
Yeah.
If they call to solicitate you or to see if you were hiring, unqualified lead credited back. What they would consider a qualified lead is if you talked about pricing over the phone, right? You gave them an estimate, or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate.
Okay.
Now, Google will assign.
One, I never talk about the pricing.
Yeah, exactly. So I figure you would set an estimate, right? Like an appointment to go give them an estimate. Now.
But what's the difference between those calls and the ones I've been getting before that?
I'll tell you the difference. Number one, Google Verified are the ones that you will see at the very top of the page with the check mark that says Google Verified. It'll show you pass the background check. It'll show you're insured. People know that in order for you to be a part of that program, you would have had to have passed all of Google's approvals, right? So people know if Google approved you to be a part of that, then you're pretty golden. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
but
not
what
like
I'm saying is like,
there.
So
but, like
what
those
if
calls that you get now,
call?
There's a difference. You're going to see a difference. You know when you go into your customized tracking and reporting system?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That tracking and reporting system is going to identify which calls are coming from your regular program and which calls are coming from the Google Verified. They have to identify them. You're going to see which ones are which. Only
that was
because.
My only question is, what's going to be the separation?
Like, how would you see the difference?
Yeah,
exactly.
How would you know?
Because Google will assign a tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone. Google assigns it. And that's how the calls are tracked. They will have an AI system. Go ahead.
That sounds good, and I'm willing to do all that and give it a try. But I was also meaning to call you guys with switching my my number to a different phone because my other phone that I got with Verizon, just strictly business, I don't give to anybody, has been getting spam calls at least 30 times a day. So I'm actually going to probably start getting off of that one. Not blaming. It's not coming from the local Slash number. It's coming directly from the Verizon number.
Okay. Okay, so then we'll go ahead and get that situated, too.
Mm-hmm.
Give me one second.
I've been actually just letting that phone stay dead because the only calls I've been getting are just spam.
Really?
Yeah. Medicare and spam, where you pick up the phone and no one's talking on the other end is the other one.
Okay.
And that's just Verizon. So I'm pretty sure Verizon just leaked my information or something because that phone I don't give to anybody because I don't even know that phone number.
Okay. Okay. Do you remember the date of your last conviction?
For a estimate?
No, no, no. For your last conviction. Remember you were talking about the felony? Do you remember the date of it?
Oh, the date? I don't, honestly. Let me see.
Okay.
First, there's a way I could go.
David, you've always been in Arizona, right? In Vail?
Yeah. For the most part.
Okay. How's the weather over there in Arizona?
Still hot.
Is it? Really?
Yeah. Yeah, right now I think it's like, I mean, it's cooler, but working in it, it's still hot. 72.
Oh, okay.
So warm.
Yeah, that's warm. Yeah, with us, because you know we're in Cali, right? So for us right now, it's like, I don't know, it's really weird because it's like super foggy, misty, like you go outside and if you stand outside, you're wet. You know what I mean? But it's not rain and it's not drizzle either.
I found a, it was 2018 is when, what year it was.
Okay. 2018?
Yeah.
Then
and then it was probably, because I started working for a landscape company after I got fired for at Walmart for stopping an armed robbery. So that was 2 years or 2 months before that.
For stopping
so,
it?
Yeah, because it's a liability issue.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Because you were working for them and you were stopping it and then they let you go for that reason?
I was make an example out of the management to not be doing
wow.
that.
Wow. Wow. That's so crazy.
But, so I would say, why?
And you didn't do jail time, right?
No jail time. So I assume it was in March or April of 2018. I just don't remember exactly.
Okay.
You think I would, but I don't.
It's okay. I don't always remember a lot of my stuff that I did. You know what I mean? Okay. So let me see here. 2018. Yeah, that's like 7 years. Okay. And then you were on probation, but you said you also, I mean, you have registered firearms.
Mm-hmm.
My manager says you should be good because I told her you didn't do any jail time. She goes, it's not really the jail time that matters. What they're looking for is when was the last. You know what I mean? She's all, but if it's
gotcha.
Past 7 years, he, you know, she says to me, it's past the 7 years. You know what I mean? Even if it was March or April, we're already going
and
into
how
what?
Much, how much is
the application fee?
The application, yeah.
The application fee is $250.
$250, okay.
Yeah. And then you'll get that receipt for that right away. And then I'm going to send you the application. You're going to fill it out. You're going to upload it. So, my manager, you're upfront with us, right? I honestly don't even see you having a problem passing.
I think there's like one misdemeanor after that. That's why I'm like, if that's only been seven, then there's a misdemeanor right after that. But if they're not looking for those.
Yeah, they're looking for felonies.
Yeah.
Like my husband, he's one guy I wouldn't be like, do the background check yet.
Okay.
Only because even when years ago when he discharged his parole number, I'm talking like 15 years ago, and he got into a little bit of trouble hanging around with the wrong people, basically, and they brought up his old record. I was like, are you guys kidding me? But it was because of the type of felony that they were trying to stick to him, you know? So I think you're good. And we're talking
okay.
California. So you know California is like, I know Texas is pretty strict, too, they're saying now. But, okay, let me do this. Okay, David, so first let's talk about the phone number before we go to the Google Verified, because I know we want to situate that, okay?
Yeah.
So tell me once again about the phone number. So David needs to change the phone
number. Just whatever, the local slash number to transfer it to another number.
Okay, so it's the CT number, the call tracking number. Needs CT number
to another.
Linked to what phone number?
520.
Uh-huh.
358.
Okay.
4582.
4582. Okay. 358-4582.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. This other number that it's linked to, when is that one going to be no longer working?
I'll probably keep it on for probably a good amount of half of a year.
Okay.
Because I still need to move all the other clients.
Yeah. So you just want it to start, you just want the tracking number to start being linked to this one because eventually in the next 6 months it's going to be done data. Okay.
Yeah. Less of a bill too because I'm not paying for the fees.
Yes. David needs CT number linked to the 520-358-4582 number. Okay. Perfect. I got that. Okay. Got that situated. Okay. And then I'll put the note on that. Awesome. So we'll get that situated for you. And then let me go here. Yeah, because I think it's the 520-827-4421, right, is the one that it's
no
linked
idea.
To right now. I think that's what
so.
To. You're like, I think.
I don't even know that number. So that's why I'm like, I don't even write it on, like, emails or subscriptions.
No.
I don't know why I'm getting spam, but it's happening.
Right. You're like, okay. All right. Awesome. Have you ever done anything with Yelp?
Yeah. Not like I have a Yelp account. They have always asked me to pay for it, but I would never have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same with Better Business Bureau, as I was always told, even from the company that I started off with landscaping before she retired it, is she was like, I'm not paying for a service that just has, it's only there for someone to complain about.
Mm, got it.
So they always call me once a year or three times a year and tries to get my...
Who does? The BBB?
Better Business Bureau, yeah. And I was like, no, I don't need
you. Oh, my gosh. You're like, I'm good. Yeah, the one thing about, like, with Yelp is a great directory, right? But with Yelp, the way it works, and we
do... You have to pay for each lead.
Yes, each lead. So the how that works, right, is you got Yelp, right? So Yelp, what they do is they say majority of the time it's going to be a direct message for the potential prospect.
Gotcha.
Okay? So... What happens is you got to answer that message within a certain time frame, only because you're not the only person that they're messaging because they're on the hunt.
Yeah,
right.
I've dealt with it. I mean, I have one active where it actually will say this person responds this quickly, and it's you're fighting over a job, and I don't
because it hurts your ranking. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're ever interested in something like that, let me know, okay? Because we can give you a discounted rate. But I will say this, I always tell anybody, the first thing I tell them is, how well do you respond to your messages? Because I had one guy say, I couldn't stop laughing. He's like, listen, I don't respond to my messages or my calls until I'm at home with my boots kicked off and I'm cracking open a beer. I said, okay.
No. I mean,
well, that's
I respond
not
faster than that, but the second I start over flooding, because right now, if I start taking leads right now, if I do bigger projects, they're not able to get scheduled until March.
So let me tell you about the Google Verified, and this is what I love about it. Let's say you got a bunch of jobs lined up, right? And you're like, hey, I need some weeks to shut it off, right? You call. And you say, shut off my leads, and we shut them off. Now, we don't turn those leads back on until you call us to turn it back on.
All right.
Okay.
So I'm trying to do something.
Would
it be possible to either just have you submit the contract and I'll do all the forms later?
Yeah, I'm going to actually.
We can start it.
Do we charge the same card that's on file?
It should be.
Okay, I show it's only a visa that ends with 6401.
Yep.
Okay.
That one's not the new, so that one is the one.
Okay. So I'm going to process it right now. I'm going to send you the application. Okay. I'm going to send you the receipt. when do you have a couple of minutes just for you and I to go over a couple of notes and then to schedule your client interview with a technician? It's like a 30-minute phone call, but I want to do it at a time that's convenient for you. So how does that look?
Are you guys open Saturday?
No, we're not.
What,
and I think you're
what
one
time
hour
are you done
today?
Us,
right?
Yeah.
Today, I'm actually here until 4 o'clock. I am. But I can schedule your client interview.
Done.
Yeah, I can schedule your client interview tomorrow. Or I can schedule your client interview on Thursday or Friday. For you and I to do a few notes, it doesn't take that long. So basically on your notes,
maybe
you have
tomorrow.
Tomorrow
around this time. Yeah, because Thursday, Friday are completely booked. Like, I have no time.
Okay, tomorrow, let me see the calendar real quick.
About
then I'll tell you. 2 o'clock, that works for you because we're on the same time zone, right?
Yeah. So, no.
Okay.
So right
no,
now
I think you're
an hour
ahead of me. Okay, so you're an hour ahead of me. Do you want 2 o'clock your time? So that would be
my
like
time,
one.
So that would be 3 o'clock your time? Or no, you're
it would
behind.
Be 1 o'clock my time because I'm 1 hour behind you.
Let's do 3 then.
You want to do 3? Okay. That's Wednesday. I actually have a 3 o'clock. Perfect.
That's perfect.
Okay. So I'm going to put you for 3 o'clock. Now, just to confirm with you, when I send out the application, do you have any time later on this evening that I can call you to go over the application with you?
Maybe in an hour if you're still in the office.
I could call you in an hour. That's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Like 5 o'clock, 5:30?
Yeah.
You want me to call you?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll call you. It'll only take like about 5 minutes. We'll finish up some notes, and then I'm going to make sure you got the application. The receipt's already been sent to you, and then schedule you for tomorrow. Okay?
All right, that works.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, David. I'll talk with you shortly, okay? All right.
Yep.
Bye.